Joining us today is Ms. Beulah Gegantoni, Lifestyle Assistant Staff for 4 years in a Disability Foundation in Australia. Good morning, Beulah.
Hi, good morning.
So how important is it that we don't discriminate people with disabilities?
My answer to your question is very simple, mm-hmm. because it is a law that we should follow. Mm-hmm. And you can check this as your reference regarding the Disability Discrimination Act, mm-hmm. 1992.
Mm-hmm. So how do you help these people focus on their abilities rather than their disabilities?
Okay, with my experience working with them, mm-hmm. you just have to identify their interests, assess their potentials and their capabilities, and you have to provide them the proper material that will motivate them. And if you motivate them, you get their interest. Then it follows that you develop their innate talent. They are more focused than any ordinary person. If their talent is into art, they mm-hmm. don't mind, you know, the surroundings.
Yeah.
They're not easily affected, but they are focused on what they are doing.
Is it possible for you to share to us one inspiring story of a disabled person you have come across?
I know a person that he is born with a disability, mm-hmm. and nobody likes him. He goes to school, and if it's his day school, it is his day to school, the teacher is not happy. If he is absent, it's holiday for the teacher. Just a simple story of one person equals 10. Yeah, he is ADHD. ADHD is, it's either, you know, you go and get nothing when mm-hmm. you talk to that person, or if you identify his interest in life, mm-hmm. and you focus on that, most likely you will end up in a good result.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I was able to lead my son. Nobody likes him. But because you have the word of God that the children are gifts from the Lord,
mm-hmm.
then you have to bear with that. Use me, use my talent, use my skill as a mother, that I may be able to turn the negative into positive and let love prevail. I have a concrete testimony because I told you he just received his Best Thesis Award.
Yeah.
And he soon received his 5-year course in physiotherapy. No medication.
Mm-hmm.
Tender loving care and the word of God.
You have been working with the disabled people for 4 years. What are some of the stories of rejection that you often hear from them?
Sometimes mm-hmm. they will say, I hate my life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, we are there to rechannel their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So straight away you open their mind and tell them, you have a very good life.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you go to the center, straight away you have someone to bring you to the center. If you need food, you have your government giving you money to buy the food that you want.
Mm-hmm.
That is if you are living in Australia.
So what you always do is just like to, whenever they say negative things, you always try to counteract it with positive things.
You have to inculcate in their mind that you have a good life, you should live well, you should laugh often, and most of all, love each other. So you see how you inject the positive?
Mm-hmm.
If you see conflict, because there will always be conflict, because my interest is different from yours.
Mm-hmm.
My height is different from yours. My race is different from yours. But you inject the universal, the universal thought of you are friends.
Mm-hmm.
So and then they stop and they look at each other and they smile at each other. Because what are friends? Friends love each other.
Paralympic Games is about disabled people competing in a particular sport in Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to know, based on your observation, how much do the disabled people love sports?
Very much. If it is their line of interest, very
mm-hmm.
much. If he loves what he is doing, every time he gets, a positive response, he tends to double it until he gets a result. And the result would be excellent.
Excellence, so, right? Yep.
Yes. So you know, you inject integrity, because in sports you teach them to be honest in order to get results. If you are dishonest, you get disqualified, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you introduce integrity if you engage them into sports.
Okay.
And then if you respect their choice, they feel good because they feel respected. And then, you know, if you see them fail, you don't discourage them, but you encourage them. And they see empathy in you. From empathy, you go up to cooperation because they see a very good motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You encourage them, and so they cooperate.
Mm-hmm.
And when they cooperate, what's the result?
Mm-hmm.
They want to make good in that field, and you produce results, and the result is excellence. Simple.
Okay. So how important is it for them that they are being recognized through the Paralympic Games?
That will complete their day. It's, mm-hmm. They will also consider themselves as, hey, I'm here, I'm good, I am an achiever.
Mm-hmm.
So you make them achieve something.
Okay. So as the final question, in seeing the realities of the disabled people, do you think that they can achieve whatever dreams they have despite their disability?
Yes. My son is for one, mm-hmm. you know. When, you know, every time I would bring him to different schools and take examinations, my fear is he is not attentive. He's not listening.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when he answered his papers, he will tell me, you know, I love answering my questions because I imagine parts of my body.
Mm-hmm.
Because he loves human anatomy.
Okay.
He loves biology. That's what I am trying to drive at. If you identify their interest, it is easy for them to achieve results, and they will really excel in their own field because they are focused to their interest. You give them another field which they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It will never distract them. Because
okay.
straight away you will see honesty in them. I'm sorry, I don't like it. You know, it's a very rewarding job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you deal with them like an angel. Mm-hmm. You see nothing fake. It's all real. So
yeah. Thank you very much, Ms. Biula.
Thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.